From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Justin reports for the Times Union that a French advertising agency is giving New York a $20 million payout because of the role they played in the opioid crisis. In all, Publicis Health LLC, a French subsidiary of the larger Publicis Group, will pay $350 million to states involved in an opioid settlement. A press release from the Office of Attorney General Letitia James said Publicis was a major marketing force behind Purdue Pharma, one of the largest companies manufacturing opioids that were marketed to physicians and prescribed to millions of patients. The company said of the payout, and I quote, "This settlement, in which the attorneys general recognize Publicis Health's good faith and responsible corporate citizenship, is in no way an admission of wrongdoing or liability. We will, if need be, defend ourselves against any litigation that this agreement does not resolve," end quote. Overall, New York has received about $2.7 billion because of litigation related to the opioid crisis. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that on January 31st, the House of Representatives boosted the child tax credit. In a 357-70 vote, the rare kind where all four Upper Hudson Valley representatives voted the same way. Both Republicans Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan all voted for the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act bill that still needs to get through the Senate to get a signature from the president. The new enhancement would cover 887,000 New York children under 17 years old who are currently left out of the full $2,000 credit. The story says that when the child tax credit went into effect during the first year of President Joe Biden's administration, the child poverty rate was nearly cut in half. Then it lapsed at the end of 2021 and the child poverty rate skyrocketed. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Sarah Rizzo reports for News 10 that the Brownies Recreational Dispensary will open Tuesday, February 6th, at noon on Central Avenue in Colony in Albany County, the latest local cannabis store to open. In Catskill, meanwhile, Cassie Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that on Route 9W, near where there used to be a Pizza Hut, Catskill Roots and the Green Hut are competing for a state license. There is also another applicant for a Main Street location. Catskill Village Planning Board has approved the Catskill Route proposal, but that approval is pending the state license. Almost 3 years after cannabis was legalized in New York, there are still no local retail stores in Greene or Columbia counties. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.